Okay, friends, let's dive. Slowing down the body, slowing down the mind, taking the posture. If you're sitting, make sure the spine is straight, face relaxed. Shoulder low, soft belly. And anytime during the meditation, you can come back to the body, put again the posture in place, and relax. Relax the body before coming back to the object. Can start with a thought for people who have a difficult time, suffering. Not being drowned in that feeling, but knowing it, feeling it. We know that feeling. And we dedicate this meditation to them. May the condition change, improve. May the conditions of suffering disappear. Wishing you courage, sending you love. And wishing you to find that place within that suffering cannot reach. Knowing that place of security. Vast, where nothing moves, yet so rich. May you know that place and be able to go back there anytime. Stay there, finding refuge. We can anchor our awareness using the breath, for instance, or the sounds if you prefer, body sensation, whatever you're used to, just anchoring. Not letting your awareness sucked into stories. whether sound, breath, body sensations, we're not making them happen. They do happen and they're seen. They are happening in the space of ourselves. They are seen, perceived by awareness. If we sense that space in which things happen, we can stay with that space. The space is there and things move. We don't need to concentrate on any. We can let them go and come and go. Feeling present as space. And whatever is showing up in this space, we don't care. We're not looking for anything specific, not interested. Nothing that appears in this space of ourselves, nothing that appears in front of our inner eyes, contain what we seek. If a pleasant state comes, welcome, we see it happening in the space of ourself. It may stay for some time and then leave. And we don't cling. This is not what we're looking for. It can be there, doesn't bother. And if a difficult state comes, welcome. It can come, it can be there. I'm not trying to push it away. It can live on its own time. Doesn't matter. We are not searching for the presence of something or the absence of something. What we search does not depend on that. Maintaining that view, if we can, that we are like space, not a small I, like space, everything is happening, everything we notice, the body, the self, the pleasant, the unpleasant, the thoughts, everything happens within that space and is seen. And we have absolutely no preference for whatever happened within that space. Anytime we get lost into thoughts, we may, if we want, again focus on the breath, for instance, until we feel present. And then letting go of the focus, letting the breath happening in space. keeping the body straight and relaxed, sitting as if by a river, watching thoughts, sensations, states, changing, floating by. Not trying to acquire or to keep any, not pushing away any. Knowing that what we search and long for is not changing. Existing all the time in the three states of sleep, dream, and wake. Existing when we're lost in thoughts, distracted, present. Beyond pleasant and unpleasant, we can't seek it there. Wanting a pleasant state to stay is dukkha. Wanting an unpleasant state to go is dukkha. We can leave them there, it doesn't matter. We can let them be. No grasping, total letting go. What we're looking for doesn't depend on the things. It's beyond. We can only know it if we stay not moving, not pushing, not pulling.